Magnus Hellberg has been recalled, so he was here for this morning's skate. Roman Josi was at least on the ice for non-contact drills with the team, just part of the process, and Mike Fisher remains day-to-day with a lower body injury. And with that, going to have David Poile speak for a few minutes on Pekka Rinne's status.
Good morning. Sequence of events on Pekka Rinne. Played in Minnesota the night before last. Was feeling great. He said he felt the best that he's felt all year. Really happy with where he was. When he got back to Nashville after the plane ride home, he developed some soreness and stiffness in his hip. Got a little bit of a fever. Came in yesterday to practice with a significant limp, if you will, and was in a fair bit of pain. Sent immediately over to Vanderbilt to see Dr. Bird, who did the operation 5 months ago. And a series of tests, MRI, if you will, and it was determined that he had a spontaneous bacterial infection. As you know, I'm not a doctor, and even talking to the doctor, they have no idea how this developed 5 months after the fact, and the fact that Pekka was healed up and had no significant pain or setbacks along the way. Because there is an infection, they're going to today do a scope of his hip, basically to flush it out, to wash it out, if you will, to do the ultimate best they can to remove the infection as soon as possible. Because they're having the scope, he will be out approximately 1 month. So that's really where we are. I have no other updates on it in terms of any more details. Just so you understand, because they're doing the scope, that's where I get the 1 month from. Now, in theory, and this is just in theory, the infection hopefully will go away as normally would for anybody through the antibiotics and through the flushing and cleansing process with the scope. So that's where we are.
So your sense is this is really unusual in his situation?
Yes. Again, we talked for a bit this morning, and you've heard these stories before, where the infections come sometime after an operation, or it could be a cut or something like that. You've heard of people having an abscess tooth, and all of a sudden they develop some infection somewhere else in their body. But to be absolutely factual here, there's no idea where this. Where this came from, but it's there.
3 years ago, you got through okay when he had the knee issues. How do you feel you're built in terms to be able to handle, I guess, his absence now?
Well, I was obviously thinking about the next question is where you go on a team basis. I mean, first of all, today right now the disappointment for me is just the setback for Pekka himself, and I'm sort of kind of focused on that. I know at 7 o'clock tonight I'll be focused on our game. The line is this is always creates an opportunity for somebody else. How many times have we seen this in sports and in life? And It's going to be great for Carter. I mean, Mitch has been doing a great job with Carter. He got his first game and his first win the other night in Winnipeg, so here he goes again tonight. We're pretty bullish on Hellberg and Masnik down in Milwaukee. The common denominator, the missing ingredient with all three of these guys is they don't have any experience. And as I remember going for a job interview one time, the guy said to me, he says, well, you sound really, really good. So you might have a chance for this job, but we're looking for somebody with more experience. And I said, well, how do I get more experience if you won't give me a chance? So this is what we're all about, is giving guys opportunities, and Carter's got it tonight.
So you're not going to explore the market for another goaltender? Or
it's way too much stuff we have to know. The answer is no. If this all pans out the way I just said it, how many games that? 10 games, 8 or 9 games, something like that. Young goalies that we have, we put a lot of time and interest in Carter. We have a lot of potential faith in the development of Hellberg and Masnik. Mitch does a great job. Our team's a good team, and We just have a different goalie playing for us.
Carter's come a long way, even since you guys got him here in September. What has kind of been the difference between him in training camp, or I know he had a bit of a difficult run in the preseason, to now where he's had two really solid games?
Well, I think it's certainly, you know, training, not specifically conditioning, but the drills that he's been doing in his past organizations that he's been with versus how Mitch teaches and how we play, how we defend. It's a little bit of systems, a combination of those situations. So it's just development. And again, I repeat, Mitch does and has done a fabulous job with our goaltenders since day one here. And Carter's the next one that's got to see whether Mitch has, you know, developed him into a guy that can do a good job for us at the NHL level.
Would you anticipate then keeping this sort of the number one and number two dynamic, or would you assume that the games will be divided up a little more between Hutton and Hellberg than they were with Rene and Hutton?
I have no idea. I mean, I think it's obvious it's based on play. Our schedule is not, you know, it's not like we have a lot of back-to-backs here in the next month, but, I mean, I think that's just a coaching decision. It's going to be based on how well Hutton plays, our team plays, how things are in practice, you know, coaches' hunches, if you will. I have no idea how that will play out. I think it's, as I say, a game at a time, and tonight Carter's in goal.
It seems like this is almost your way, too, in terms of kind of goaltenders. You guys don't seem to kind of scour the market a lot. It's sort of developing guys, bringing in guys, and giving them an opportunity.
Well, I think the best thing you can do for any position in the organization is have faith in your people. I mean, the worst thing that I could possibly say today is that, well, I'm going to get on the phone and start looking for another goaltender. I mean, I don't think that would give our team any confidence, and that certainly wouldn't give these goalies any confidence. And we've drafted the Hellberg and Masnik. I mean, you have seen them in training camp, and you've read about them in Milwaukee, and I think they've got some really good goalies. And Hutton, this is a good story. I mean, 27 years old, played one game in the NHL. I mean, from our scouting staff, I mean, you got to put some faith in them. We've seen some really good things with Hutton. Hopefully it's a guy that's been passed over a little bit by other people. And then we've seen in like a month and a half, you know, the difference in what Mitch has been able to do with him. So it's his time. I don't think our players, I mean, obviously it's disappointing. I mean, when Pekka gets hurt, I mean, that's a tough comparable for anybody to say, oh, this will be, you know, this is okay. I mean, but I think our team has seen enough in Carter and sees how hard he works, how hard he tries, and then the improvement that he's made that they believe that he'll win games for us.
Take one more for David.
David, you're 10 games into the year. How do you assess where your team is and what the division early looks like right now?
The division looks like it's very, very difficult, just like we anticipated it. The kind of the mantra of the last few years in the NHL has been parity. It certainly feels that that's going to be the case again this year. There's some teams that have got off to, you know, excellent starts. I mean, Chicago, of course, St. Louis, Colorado. Teams like ourselves have got to get closer to them, you know, if we're going to make the playoffs. It's going to be a tight year, no question about that. On the flip side of that, I mean, I firmly believe that anybody can beat anybody else on any given night. I think it's that close.
Okay. Thanks. And then